Lord Chaitanya then called for Advaita. Nara, Nara, please ask for a boon. And Nara, with folded hands and tears in his eyes, replied, I have attained what I have prayed for. Then Lord Chaitanya looked at Murari Gupta and said, Murari, look. Murari looked at him. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu manifested the beautiful form of Sri Ramchandra. He had the greenish complexion of durva grass, sitting on a beautiful throne, holding a golden bow with a quiver of arrows. Sita was sitting beside him on a beautiful throne, and worshipping him was Lakshman. He saw the entire army of kings of monkeys all offering prayers. The Lord cried out to Murari Gupta. He said, oh monkey, do you not remember who you are? Ravana stole Sita, that demon, that rascal. Not only that, but he set your tail on fire. And with that fire, you burned down the whole city of Sri Lanka. Look, look, here is Lakshman. The Lakshman who is your very life and soul. You picked the Gandhamadana mountain and carried across the entire land with the medicinal herbs just to save his life. And just see, bow down your head at the lotus feet of Sita, who is the very worshipable object of your life. Seeing her lamentation and captivity of Ravana, you shed a shoreless ocean of tears. Look. Look at yourself, Murari. You are Hanuman and I am Ram. Then Murari Gupta looked at himself and he had a tail and the form of a monkey. He fell to the ground unconscious. The Lord cried out, Murari, Murari! You have forgotten all of these things, but today I give you the remembrance. Ask for any boon. Murari Gupta, he said, I do not want anything. The only boon I ask for is I may birth after birth after birth sing your glories. Give me the boon that I will never forget you. That birth after birth after birth I will have the association of devotees. Those devotees who consider that you are the master and they are the servant. Let me always be in their association. Let me always be the servant of the servant of your servants. Give me the benediction that I can even be a dog in the house of those who accept you as their master. And in that spirit, never forget you and constantly sing your holy names. Murari Gupta's only desire in life was to be the servant of the servant of the servant. He considered no blessing more valuable than that. In fact, he considered it the only blessing in creation. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised Murari Gupta. He said, Murari, your name is Murari Gupta because Krishna, or Murari, is always hidden within your heart. Gupta. People think that you are an ordinary medical practitioner. You appear like an ordinary grihastha. But actually, because love of Krishna is always hidden within your heart, anyone who thinks you're an ordinary man or anyone who criticizes you will be forever condemned. And anyone who appreciates you, anyone who sees you, anyone who serves you will become very, very dear to my heart. I grant you the benediction that you will always live in the association of my devotees. In an ecstatic love, you will always chant my holy names. Upon hearing this, all the devotees were dancing in ecstasy, crying out, Jai, Jai!
Jai, Jai!
Next, the Lord turned to Haridas Thakur and said, Haridas, your body is better than mine. People think you are born in a family of Malechas and Yovanas, untouchable. But your body is worshipable even by me. Do you remember? Do you remember in Fuliagram when those vicious Muslim executioners were beating you through the 22 marketplaces, spitting on you, blaspheming you, pulling you by the hair, dragging you from place to place, beating you and beating you with canes? At that time, I descended from Vaikuntha with my Sudarshan Chakra to sever their heads. But from the core of your heart, you were begging for me to forgive them. Your heart is so pure that these people who were trying to murder you, you saw absolutely not a trace of fault in them. You expressed love, compassion, and sympathy for them. The power of your compassion was so strong that my Sudarshan Chakra had no power to hurt them. Therefore, in order to save your life, I personally laid my body on top of yours, and I accepted all the thrashings that were meant for you. Then the Lord opened up his clothing and showed Haridas Thakur the brutal bruises that were meant for Haridas, covering the golden form of Lord Chaitanya. Haridas Thakur fainted in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya cried out, Haridas, Haridas, rise, rise, gaze at my opulence. Srila Haridas Thakur looked up and he saw the beauty of the original form of Lord Krishna standing before him. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Haridas Thakur to offer prayers to him. Haridas Thakur, upon seeing this vision, was incessantly weeping. He said, My Lord, I am the greatest sinner of all sinners. Please be merciful to me. My only hope in life is that you never abandon those who remember you. Even if a worm or an insect remembers you, you will always be there to protect him. Draupadi was being stripped naked by Dushasana. But she called out your name and remembered you. And you manifested yourself as an eternal garment to protect her. And Parvati, she was surrounded by Rakshashi demonesses who wanted to devour her. But she remembered you, and you appeared personally to protect her. Little 5-year-old Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu tried to kill him through so many nefarious means. But because he remembered you, You were there to save him. And the Pandavas, when Durvas Muni came to Kamyavan, there was no food. And at that time, you knew that if you didn't feed Durvas Muni and his 60,000 followers, Pandavas would be cursed. So as they were bathing in the river Jamuna, the Pandavas remembered you, and you appeared to save them. Ajamil, sinner among sinners, at the moment of his death, he remembered you, and you delivered him from the clutches of the Yamadutas. But I am so unfortunate, my lord, that I am unable to ever remember you. Please, please do not reject me. Although I cannot remember you, please do not reject me. Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, you ask for any boon and it will be granted. Haridas Thakur replied, if you wish to give me a boon, dear Lord, then fulfill this one longing desire that I have in my heart, the only desire of my heart. Let me always be blessed with the supreme fortune of receiving the remnants from the plate of your devotees. Let that maha prasad be mine. Let me worship your devotees, birth after birth after birth. I am so fallen. I yearn for false prestige. I long to be seen by others as somebody who's very important. This is my fallen, sinful condition. Please, please, my Lord, forgive me. Let me be a dog in the home of your devotees, or even an insect, so somehow I can get the scraps of the remnants of the food that have fallen from their mouths. Please grant me that boon. Haridas Thakur, with tears in his eyes, simply begged to be the servant of the servant of the servant, and to always receive the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping, crying to hear Haridas Thakur's humility. He said, Haridas, anyone who sees you, anyone who hears you speak, anyone who even remembers you, will attain pure love of Krishna. This is the benediction that I give. Lord Chaitanya said to Haridas, you are my master. Because you are constantly remembering me, chanting the holy names, and because your humility is always honoring the great Vaishnavas, you are my master, and I am eternally the prisoner in your heart. I grant you the gift that for the rest of eternity, without any offenses, you will eternally serve me and serve my devotees. All the devotees began to dance in ecstasy, crying out, through this beautiful exchange, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach the world high birth and opulence are in no way qualifications for the mercy of the Lord. Only the intense desire to serve.
Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of demons. Hanuman was born in a family of animals. And Haridas Thakur was born in a family of untouchables. But because of their intense desire to serve the Lord, they received the greatest treasure of all treasures, pure devotional service. In the house of Srivas, Lord Chaitanya invited all the devotees present to ask any boon they desired. One devotee asked, "My father is unfavorable. He doesn't let me come here to have kirtan with you. Please make him favorable." Another was praying, "Please give pure devotion to my guru." Another prayed, "Please give pure devotion to my disciples." Another's, "Please give pure devotion to my children." In this way, none of the devotees asked anything for themselves. They all asked the Lord to be merciful to others. As he was giving profuse blessings and mercy to all the devotees, he did not even look in the direction of Mukunda Dutt. Mukunda felt so much neglected by the Lord that he considered that there was no reason for him to continue living. He was standing behind a pillar, weeping and crying, thinking that he had made some offense. At that time, Srivas Thakur, he said, "My dear Lord, please call Mukunda Dutt. You've called everyone else before you, but you haven't called Mukunda. Please give him your mercy." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. He said, "Do not ever plead on behalf of that wretched fool again." All the devotees were shocked like a thunderbolt. They were trembling. How could the Lord speak like that about Mukunda? Shiva said, "Mukunda's your devotee. He's given his life and soul to you exclusively. When he chants kirtan, he melts the heart of all the Vaishnavas. He's more dear to all of us than our very lives. If he's committed some offense, please excuse him, but give him your mercy. What has he done?" Lord Chaitanya replied, "That wretched person. He puts grass within his teeth. You've heard the saying, a person puts grass within his teeth, then pounds you with a stick in the head. That is Mukunda. When Mukunda is with the Mayavadis, he'll speak very nicely with them from the Yoga Vashishta. And when he's with devotees, he'll dance and chant in kirtan. Whoever he's with, he takes on those qualities. Therefore, I say, when he's with the Mayavadis, what is he doing? He's beating me on the head with a club, denying my form, denying my personality. And he's with the Vaishnav, with straw in his teeth, he's worshipping me. Such hypocrisy I cannot tolerate." Actually, Mukunda Dutt, when he was very young, his guru told him to associate with these people. But from the time he was a devotee, he never did like this. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the super soul in everyone's heart, remembers everything. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will never allow him to see me again." At that time, Mukunda Dutt began to weep, his heart devastated. "I will never get to see the Lord. Will I ever get to see the Lord ever again?" And the hearts of the Vaishnavas were broken into millions of pieces by seeing the lamentable state of their beloved friend. Srivas Thakur asked the Lord, "Mukunda wants to know, will he ever be able to see you again? And Lord Chaitanya, in an angry, thunderous voice, said, "After 10 million births, he will see me again." As soon as Mukundadat heard 10 million births, he was splashed with unlimited bliss. He began to dance ecstatically, crying, "I will, I will, I will, I will see the Lord in 10 million births." When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw how Mukundadat was blissful at the thought that in only 10 million births he will see the Lord, such humility, such incredible patience, such a realization of the value of the darshan of the Lord, that the cost of living birth and death for 10 million births is nothing if you get to see the Lord. What is our position? Some of us have been chanting and serving the Lord for maybe 5 years, or 10 years, or 30 years. Hardly a fraction of even one birth. And we're thinking, why am I not seeing Krishna? Why am I not in ecstatic love? That means we don't understand the value. The value of pure devotional service. The value of the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we have to continue performing austerity for the next 10 million births, if at the end of that we get to see the Lord for a moment, we should be leaping in joy, ecstatically grateful. Srila Prabhupada promised that if we just continue to serve his mission and follow the four regulative principles and chant our 16 rounds, in this very life we will see Krishna. Such a benediction. But we're having so much difficulty even being grateful for that. So much we can learn from Mukundadat. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw what a grateful, humble heart Mukunda had, dancing in ecstasy, he told the devotees, "Bring Mukunda to see me immediately." So the devotees said, "Mukunda, Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya wants to see you now, come." But he was so intoxicated with the expectation of seeing him in 10 million births, he didn't hear what they said. He was just kept dancing and dancing and dancing. "I will see in 10 million births, I will see in 10 million births, I will see, I will see." They were saying, "Come now, you can see now." He was saying, "I will see in 10 million births." Finally, they had to pick him up and carry him before the Lord. And they placed him right in front of Lord Chaitanya, who manifested his beautiful darshan before Mukunda. Right before Mukunda's eyes, the Lord revealed his supreme divine opulences. Lord Chaitanya, he said to Mukunda, "I am conquered by your faith. I will always remain a prisoner in your heart." This is a very common statement that Lord Chaitanya uses for his pure devotees. Being a prisoner in the heart. Let us analyze what that means. A prisoner is one who by whatever means possible is unable to escape. If you're a guest in someone's house, you could leave anytime you like. But if you're a prisoner, you're trapped. You're bound by bars and chains. There's no means of escaping. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares that he, by his own sweet will, becomes the prisoner in the heart of his devotee. He is so conquered by the humility and love of his servants that he has no power to escape from their hearts. Mukunda said that, "I am a fool. I have no faith. I am as useless as a pile of ashes. I cannot understand. Why is it that I feel bliss when I see you? I have no devotion." Duryodhana, he and his family with their own eyes. They saw you reveal the Virat Rupa. But because they had no devotion, instead of feeling happy, they felt miserable. The kings, Rukma, Shishupal, when you stole Rukmini, all those kings, they saw you face to face. But because they had no humility and devotion, they felt no happiness in their heart. They were miserable. Hiranyaksha, he saw your beautiful eternal form of Varahadev with his own eyes. But because he had no devotion, he experienced no happiness at all. Hiranyakashipu, his brothers, he had the direct darshan of Sri Narahari. But he felt no happiness in his heart because he had no devotion. Kubja, the Yajnapatnis, the women of Mathura, and the garland maker, they were just very, very simple people. But because they had devotion, when they saw you, they felt unlimited, ecstatic happiness. But Kamsa saw you face to face in Mathura, but he simply felt misery. There were no happiness in his heart because he was void of devotion. By the power of devotion, Anantadev is able to hold all the universes on his heads. By the power of devotion, Lord Shiva is able to give benedictions to his devotees. By the power of devotion, Narad Muni is able to travel all over the universes, chanting your holy names and converting even the most fallen. By the power of devotion, Vedavyas has compiled all the Vedic literatures which culminate in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukunda Dutt said, "But I am more fallen and insignificant than a worm. I have no devotion. But still, by your infinite, mysterious, causeless mercy, I am feeling great bliss when I see you." Upon hearing these words, Lord Chaitanya began to cry. Conquered by the sweet prayers of his devotee, he wept. And he gave Mukunda Dutt the benediction. He said, "Whenever and wherever you sing the holy names, I will personally be there to hear you." Everything you said is true, Mukunda. Without devotion, even if a person sees me, they cannot feel joy. When I went to Mathura, I went to the shop of that washerman. That washerman performed thousands of lifetimes of austerities for the purpose of seeing me. And to reward him for his thousands of lifetimes of austerities, I actually stood before him. But because he had no devotion, no humility, he did not find any joy. He was angry with me. Therefore, with my hand, I cut off his head. On this day, Mukunda Dutt, I place pure devotional service in your heart, and I give you the benediction. Whatever you sing the holy names of Krishna, the entire circle of devotees, their hearts will melt in ecstasy. I give you the benediction that you will eternally be dear to the hearts of the Vaishnavas. And whenever I descend, you will always be my favorite singer. The devotees, seeing the mercy Mukunda Dutt received, cried out very loudly, "Hari Bol!" Vrindavan Das Thakur gives the benediction that anyone who hears this narration will someday sing kirtan with Mukunda Dutt. And anyone who feels happiness upon hearing this narration will very soon see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu face to face. If you are happy, you should express it. Srivas Thakur was such a kind, loving person. The conclusion of the Mahaprakash was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Srivas Thakur's little niece, Narayani, and personally with his own hand, she was only 4 years old at the time, fed her his own Maha Maha Prasad. And he said to Narayani, Narayani, chant the holy names of Krishna in ecstatic love. And little Narayani, upon seeing the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga, she began to cry. And with a choked up voice, she screamed out the names, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. She fell on the ground. She started rolling on the ground, tears flowing from her eyes. All the ecstasies and the symptoms of love were manifested upon her. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show the world that there is no greater fortune than being dear to the heart of a Vaishnava.